Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America. Hello, world, and welcome to the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, Captain Matt Bruce, with Tomorrow's News Tonight, broadcasting from my Salem Media Group, Tampa Flagship Station, and my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations all across America, as well as across the Caribbean and around the world via the Internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes to our active-duty military and veterans, along with a salute to our first responders, our EMTs, fires, and police, the hospital and ER room workers, the 911 dispatchers, Customs and Border Patrol security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, keeping us free and safe. To the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, the janitors, the maintenance, mechanics, construction workers, bulk mail centers, the Uber, Lyft, taxi, and bus drivers, along with the roughnecks working on the oil rigs and those bridge tenders, too, keeping the waterways moving. Thanks for all that you do. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, on Twitter, at Captain's America, and don't forget to check out our all-new website by going to the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. I made some changes there yesterday, added some more information, the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. All right, back for hour number two, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, good morning, Captain.
It is time to say the pledge for the second time. You ready?
I sure am.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America. And to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, under God. Our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values, and we won't let you forget that. Now, Steve Bannon made his first public comments yesterday after being arrested and indicted on fraudulent charges involving the Build the Wall project that he was involved in. He said the indictment over the border wall campaign is a political hit job.
Yeah, that's what he said. But, of course, you know, we're going to find out more about the different facts of the case and so forth. Absolutely.
Well, the problem I have with that is he got $1 million supposedly for expenses.
Right.
And we were told by this veteran, this triple amputee veteran, that nobody was getting any money of this. All the money was going towards the wall, and that just wasn't true.
Well, precisely. And according to the indictments, basically what happens is that there are these fake invoices from a different company that, you know, are used to hide
shell companies.
That's right.
Corporations, rather. Shell corporations. Yep.
That's right. So that's how they move the money around according to these indictments. So you're right. And a lot of people out there, Captain, they wanted to give money to build the wall. They believe they were supporting a good cause, and that's why this is being called fraud.
And they believe the veteran who was the front man for all this, the face and whatnot.
That's right. That's right.
But it wasn't meant to be. Okay, Bernie Sanders is really going to be a problem. He said that after Joe Biden is elected, those are his words, not mine, after Joe Biden is elected, there will be a serious debate in this country as to where we go next. And I think we know what that means.
Oh, absolutely. You know, basically what Bernie Sanders is doing is, of course, now the DNC convention is over, and Bernie Sanders was already critical about the idea that there was, you know, too much love given to Republicans endorsing Biden, basically, and not enough quote-unquote progressive speakers, which I guess mean hardened socialists or something like that. I think the gloves might just come off. There's no unity there, Captain. They might be loosely united about, because they don't like Donald Trump, but they also don't like people like Bernie Sanders. They don't like the American system, I think, even more. And so what will happen, of course, is that, this whole thing, there's going to be a debate with who? Obviously that would have to be with Joe Biden, and how he would have to be more along the lines of the hardened socialists.
Well, the Dems clearly want division in America, and this slogan they have, Build Back Better, needs to scare the bejesus out of everybody, because what they're going to build back is the fundamental transformation of America because of what we've heard, the DSP, which is the new name for the Democrats, that would stand for Democrat Socialist Party, the DSP. And that's what they're going to try to do. And Bernie Sanders is a ringleader along with the squad. They are going to run the direction of the country.
Well, sure. Yeah. And, of course, building back better. You know, we're talking about getting the economy back on its feet. They're talking about something completely different. They want a different economy. They want a different system in the United States. They want everything to be, as you said, Captain, fundamentally changed so that we can sort of leave the old system behind and bring in the new, because new is always better, but new isn't always better. People are they're not looking for a complete restructuring. They want to be able to go back to their jobs. They want to go back on vacation. They want to go back to a Disney World. They want to go back to the movies. They want to live their lives. They don't want some, Bernie Sanders, AOC-inspired socialist utopia.
Yeah, and we're getting ready to take a break. And when we come back from the break, folks, we're going to be talking about Mr. Durham yesterday had Mr. Brennan come and pay him a little visit and do a little testifying for 8 hours, we're told. 8 hours. And one of the things that got leaked out somehow was that Brennan was not a suspect or a person of interest. He was just a person giving information about what had transpired under his watch. That's what we heard yesterday. Don't know how true that is, but they're not going to tell you who's under investigation and who isn't. That's not what people do when they do that sort of thing. But you can bet that U.S. Attorney Durham already knew the answers to the questions he was asking Mr. Brennan. All right, I'll be right back with more to Captain's America Third Watch, and let's listen to my friend, Senator John Kennedy.
President Trump has doubled the growth in the greatest economy in all of human history.
Attention, radio listeners. Have you ever wanted to be independent of the utility companies and actually generate your own supply of off-grid electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear. Here's why. A limited number of solar-powered backup generators are back in stock and now available. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently, secretly, in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, even keep food from spoiling. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more. That's mysolarbackup.com. Supplies are still limited and are available on a first-come, first-served basis only. MySolarBackup.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, Exney Family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn from Newsmax TV and the War Now radio show on USA Radio. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, buddy, and I'm going to have a little something to say about Wayne here. He wrote another great article, and I'm going to be mentioning that here in a little bit. But, you know, in the times, folks, that we're living in, someone needs to give you a break. And if you're here in Florida with Florida Comprehensive Insurance, Auto Glass America will give you a guaranteed $100 cash with your windshield replacement when you tell them the captain sent you. Now, they handle the insurance claim. They come to your home or your office to do the job. You get a lifetime warranty and $100 cash back at the time of the service. So, from Tampa to Sarasota to Orlando to Fort Myers to Lakeland to Daytona Beach and surrounding areas, they're able to take care of that windshield replacement today. Give them a call at 813-96-GLASS. That's 813-96-GLASS. And tell them the captain sent you to get that $100 cash today. And, Kyle, what do they always say?
Auto Glass America.
There he is, right on key, I'm telling you. Okay, good job. Now, Durham, U.S. Attorney Durham, spent 8 hours talking to Mr. John Brennan, former CIA director, and it got leaked out somehow, but then again, consider the source leaked, that Durham told Brennan that he was not a suspect. But what do you suppose a little fly on the wall was hearing for those 8 hours?
Yeah, well, what that fly on the wall would be hearing about, Captain, of course, is I think the entire scope of what was going on with the Russia collusion thing, basically. And what Durham is really looking to do is to find out whether or not Brennan was able to take actions, basically, to put pressure onto the intelligence community to come out and say pretty much or line up with what he was saying about Vladimir Putin and so forth. And so, again, I think it would probably be very, very grueling. And I think you're right. You know, they're not going to say one way or the other who's under investigation per se, but we'll know more when and if indictments start coming down.
Now, I got a question here that was just sent to me by my email, and I'm going to open this up real quick. It's about California. It's a question for you. The blackouts that have, this is for you, it's from Robert and Robert's in Cleveland listening to us. Robert says, the blackouts that hit California over the past few days have exposed the fragility of one of the most expensive and least reliable electric grids in North America, California. They show that California's grid also can't handle the load it has now. We heard all about solar power and wind power, and that doesn't seem to be working either. Is that true?
Well, I do know this. I know that a lot of people are getting solar, if you go out near Palm Springs, and there's different areas in California, but Palm Springs is very famous for this.
Windmill farms.
All those windmill farms are out there. Exactly right. In fact, in my area, it's Southern California Edison, and they send out these phone call reminders saying to try to curtail usage between 3 and 10 p.m. because that's typically the time when solar and wind aren't quite as effective, basically, at the very least, from what I understand. But I think he's right. Robert is right. We can't take the load that we have right now, and we can't really build more power plants, per se. And so really we're in a quandary. And so here we go again. You know, if we need more power, we should generate more power. We can find good ways of doing that. Of course, nuclear power is completely off the table, it would seem, at this point. But, you know, otherwise we go into the mentality of there's just not enough, there won't be enough, and you have to shut down, and you have to get a rolling blackout. So now we've got people stuck at home in the pandemic, right, for the most part, and we've got all kinds of people working at home, and now here come the rolling blackouts. It's just a disaster.
And Robert just followed up with a second message. He says, thank you very much. Love the show. One further question. Is this because of the mentality of the people to electrify everything in the modern homes?
Well, good question. You know, in fact, when the power goes out, what is there to do? You know, people say, well, maybe I'll pick up a book and read a book or something. But yes, every single thing, all of our devices. And, it's growing exponentially, I think.
Okay. Now, New York City yesterday had a rash of shootings. 11 people wounded, 2 people killed on a Friday. What the hell is going on?
Well, Captain, yeah, you're right. We have people killed. We have essentially drive-by shooting happening, of course, in New York City. It's unfortunately all too normal, as it were. And police are responding to these things, of course. But the stage is set, though, for these kinds of things to happen. And evidently, people got in an argument in one case, and that resulted in gunfire. And again, just a very, very sad thing.
Now, the president also said that, and he warned the cities of New York, Chicago, and Portland, and said if they can't get the violence under control there, that he would be sending federal help.
Exactly. And, you know, part of this, I mean, this is kind of a double-edged sword, because part of it is that you have to be able to maintain order, especially in extreme situations as wanton rioting, violence, and personal, safety issues for people just walking down the street, basically. There's that, but then there's also the idea that some of these people, some of the liberal elite, want to bait President Trump into something because they think they can say, look, he's brought the troops into the streets or these kinds of things. When the average American citizen, John and Jane Q. public across the highways and byways, they see violence and destruction and they say, we need to do something about this. So I think it would backfire on the liberal elite, really.
Now, did you hear about the prank that was pulled on Kamala Harris yesterday?
Yeah, I heard about this. It has something to do with two Russian entertainment people or something impersonating Greta Thunberg.
That's correct.
Yeah.
Yep, and they got her. They really got her.
Yeah. Yeah, they had pranked others, I think, in the past as well.
Adam Schiff,
right. And so, again, this brings up the thing of you know, if you're going to put your candidate for the vice president on the phone, you better kind of have some idea of who's on the other end of that phone.
Yeah.
Absolutely, yeah.
Yeah, and what's funny is she actually thought she was talking to Greta.
Yeah, well, no kidding. And of course, it's a whirlwind, and I understand that. But again, it's the people who are gonna say, okay, Senator Harris, take this phone call, and they should verify that first.
So the U.S. Postmaster General went to the Senate and was drilled by some of the folks that were there. Ask him about the money, and I'm pretty sure that President Trump said something about the fact that he doesn't favor giving them another $25 billion because, again, they're funded through the end of October or up until October of 2021, and the fact that they've run out of money goes to show you the poor management and the things that are going on there. But I also know it has to do with the union contract and the pension fund. Their setup that they have with the pension fund is their guaranteed amount of money that goes into the postal workers pension fund has to be made paid every quarter before anything else is done.
Yeah, that's right. And I think the postmaster was also saying that the notion that, you know, Trump is meddling with the post office is basically just ridiculous, essentially. But you know, Captain, I got to thinking about this. This is one of those things. It's just the latest conspiracy theory and collusion theory and election meddling theory that the Democrat Party elite have put out. And remember the last one, one of the last ones that they did, the Russia collusion theory, that took years and millions of dollars, and it finally came out, you know, through the Mueller report, hey, there wasn't anything there. But that, imagine that kind of thing happening this close to an election. That's all they're trying to do. They're trying to throw something out there, and then, you know, of course, later on it'll all be proven false. But it doesn't matter because it's just for the election.
Yeah, and when we come back from this break that we're getting ready to come up on, folks, Kyle and I are going to talk about a couple of things. First of all, the schools opening up again. Governor Cuomo in New York State had something to say about it. Our schools are open here in Florida. Many other states are opening. Kyle has a situation he's going to tell you about, his daughter's school, which was a bit of a surprise. And the CDC updates for the guidelines to reopening the schools are out there, too, for people to take a look at. But the people, for the most part, want the kids to go back to school. The teachers might not want it, but the people want it. So that's the important thing. And again, the people are the ones that pay the taxes and all that, so they should have the final say in it. And Kyle, hold that thought. And folks, we'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch as we meander along on the weekend edition here. Don't go anywhere. We got a lot more coming back to you. And let's see what we can do here right now to get a little something in here.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Buy shotgun. Buy shotgun.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
U.S. USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Most states around the U.S. have yet to apply for government funding, providing their out-of-work residents with an additional $300 in federal weekly jobless benefits and $100 from each individual state. Federal officials said 19 states have applied for the aid since President Donald Trump issued the executive order August 8th authorizing the assistance. 11 states have already been approved to offer the extra payments, while another 8 states are going through the approval process. One of the big questions surrounding President Trump's order is when the money would reach the bank accounts of millions of out-of-work Americans, and the answer is it depends on when each state applies, as well as how long it takes for the state to get their systems up and running to disperse the money. The states that have been approved for the grants are Arizona, Colorado, Idaho, Iowa, Louisiana, Maryland, Missouri, Montana, New Mexico, Oklahoma, and Utah. This is USA Radio News.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is the Captain's America Third Watch, and this portion of the program is brought to you by my friends at Balance of Nature. Now, let me tell you about Balance of Nature. If you want a little more pep in your step, if you're not eating enough of the right kind of foods, if you're not getting your daily requirement of fruits or vegetables either, then I got a great idea for you. Now, I've been taking Balance of Nature for a little bit more than 4 months right now, and I'll tell you, I don't mind telling you, I'm feeling great. You talk about the side effects to this that have been positive. Oh, boy. One of them is I feel like I got a little bit more energy, and number two, I've lost weight. And it just happened. That's all because with the vegetables that you eat, you get 10 times the normal amount of vegetables you're supposed to get a day with this. And that's healthy. That's always healthy when you can get the fruits and the vegetables that you don't normally get. Well, you're not hungry at night. You're just not hungry for the snacks and all that. But for a limited time, you can save 35% at Balance of Nature on your order. Just go to their website, balanceofnature.com. Use the product code RESULT, RESULT. Or give them a call at 800-246-8751 to speak with a health coach. So to start feeling better, go to balanceofnature.com. Give them a call if you need to, 800-246-8751. Use the product code RESULT, R-E-S-U-L-T. That's balanceofnature.com, balanceofnature.com. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. All right, back to Kyle Warner, professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, schools. You were telling me about your daughter's school in California that had been closed And now they're open because of what?
Well, here in the Orange County area, we've got about 30 schools received waivers from the state, or they were approved for their waivers to begin in-classroom instruction. And that's because the numbers have been going down, and then also these different schools were able to show that they were taking extreme measures for sanitization and keeping social distance, wearing masks, and doing all these different things in order to help keep the kids safe at school. And so a lot of these schools are private Christian schools in many cases, church schools basically. And then also you have, I think, the Los Alamitos Unified School District is in there, some other private academies and so forth. So they're the ones that are kind of leading the way on this and showing that, hey, you know, we can actually do something. And just in the last several days, we got word that the school was going to be open for in-person instruction. The kids have already gone back with the online learning already, but this can pave the way, especially if we have more numbers drop in Orange County. And this right now, I think, is only K through 6, but junior high and high school could be opening up by Labor Day or so, is from what we understand. Some schools are getting back to some form of sports practicing. Typically, it's just conditioning and so forth, but they're trying to find a way.
Yeah. Now, in New York, Governor Cuomo said, and this is a quote, he said, opening schools in New York is risky, but we're keeping our fingers crossed as they do get back to opening up the schools.
Well, right. And again, and there are teacher concerns, but in some cases, too, teachers are saying, look, we've got to get the kids back into in-person instruction, and especially for the younger kids, only because they have such a need to be able to see their friends and learn in that environment. And again, it needs to be safe, and everybody has to take precautions and, be extremely careful, obviously. But this is one of the ways that we do start coming back from this knockdown of the COVID-19 virus. You know, otherwise, the alternative has been a lot of kids being, not being able to learn hardly anything because they're stuck at home.
Now, the other thing is Florida schools are open again and opening, and some athletics are going to start taking place in September. We'll see how all that works out. So little by little, teachers union or no teachers union, the schools are opening.
Well, that's true. And so, again, you know, there's going to be a lot of information or data, as it were, that's going to be drawn from all this. And, of course, if there are, I think part of this waiver process is essentially, you start getting cases or somebody tests positive or those kinds of things, they may have to go back to online for a time.
Yeah.
But, again, it has to be fluid. Yeah.
Now, quickly, Larry Kudlow made a comment yesterday, economic growth could soar 30% in the second half of this year.
Well, and I'm not surprised, only because people are raring to go. That being said, people also want to be able to get their businesses back open. They want to be able to have some kind of outlook here, some of that's wrapped up with the stimulus notion, of course, but also it's that the reopening and being safe, all these things, but people are ready to get the economy going again. They are tired of this.
Now, our good friend Wayne Allen Root wrote an article yesterday, which I'm going to read right now, and we'll comment about it. It's called Signs of the Coming Trump Victory, and here's what he says. Don't kid yourself. Don't be fooled by the bravado. Democrats behind the scenes are scared and are getting more desperate by the day because there are so many signs of a coming Trump victory. The signs are everywhere. The polls show an overwhelming majority of Americans don't want to defund the police. They want law and order. They support police. Even 80% of black voters overwhelmingly disagree with defunding the police. Does anyone with a brain or common sense think that this is a good sign for Biden or the Democrats? Do you think all these Americans will support the police, who support the police, rather, and want more law and order and more funding for police, not less, are leaning to law and order Trump or defund the police Biden? Now, with that, what do you think?
Well, you know, he's absolutely right. You see, again, those who want to really try to divide us down color lines, you know, have tried to make everybody believe that somehow, you know, if you're a particular race or what have you, you're going to think one way about, quote-unquote, defunding the police. But regular people, no matter what color they are, Captain, they all understand that, nope, we're defunding the police is patently absurd. And so I would think most people, and even some Democrats, by the way, people who would typically vote for the Democrat candidate, they're going to go over and vote for Trump because Trump is the only one making sense with this stuff.
And Biden, who actually said that he wanted to take money from the police and put it over to other areas to help people in general, and then denied what he said, and Kamala Harris shaking her head agreeing with what he was saying. I mean, this is nuts.
It is nuts. And because all you have to do, Captain, we just talked about the story in New York City, and if people are having gunfights or drive-by shootings, you don't send in an unarmed social worker with a clipboard. You have to have a strong, vibrant, and effective police force to keep the innocent safe. That's just a fact.
All right, we got a nice little note here from let's see, who is this? It's from Lydia. She says, I just want to tell you that I've been listening to you for 2 years now from 2 to 3 a.m., since that's my favorite segment. I just love you and Professor Kyle. I wish he stays longer. You have a fan here for a very long time. God bless you, Captain, and Professor Kyle. By the way, I was raised in Rochester, New York. Love Tampa. Live in Brandon, but I miss my city. Love you, Captain. And that's from Lydia.
Well, thank you, Lydia. Absolutely. Great to hear from her.
Now, yes. She listens from 2 to 3. Must be, I don't know why she doesn't listen after that, because you're on later than that, longer. So maybe if you're listening, Lydia, Kyle is still with us, and we talk for usually a segment, an hour and a half usually is what we do. Now, we're going to be coming back with the Truckers Highway and Bible Report, but before we do, a former Green Beret allegedly gave secrets to Russia. This is a story that's got some teeth to it, unfortunately.
Yes, very, very much so. And again, you know, how can you? This is evidently a former member of the U.S. Army Special Forces, as a matter of fact.
Yeah, he was with a chemical unit, Special Warfare Chemical Unit. And he was telling the Russians about his unit and what they did and how they did what they did, chemical warfare. So I hate to even hear or talk about something like that, especially with a retired Special Forces individual.
That's right. And he's evidently this involves dealing directly with the main intelligence directorate back from December 1996 to January 2011. And evidently he had told them, this according to the reports, that he considered himself a, quote, son of Russia.
Wow.
Imagine that. I mean, that's pretty hardcore.
Very, very. All right, and the music is coming up in my ear. Kyle, you hang on there. Folks, we're going to do one more Truckers Highway and Bible Report with Kyle Warren before we bid him adieu. And then, of course, Denise Simon waiting in the wings coming up after that. So don't go anywhere. We'll be right back with more in a Captain's America Third Watch. And I'm going to try this again. Where did he go? Where did he go? Here we go. Let's get a little Nancy in here.
We never treated President Bush the way they treat President Obama. It's no use whining about it. We just have to get people out to vote.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Buy a shotgun. Buy a shotgun.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112.
800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Thank you very much, Donna Fiducia. And this is the Truckers Highway and Byway Report number 2 for the night. And this is always brought to you by the Pilot and Flying J Truck Stop nearest you. By the way, coming up on August the 29th, a special salute to the truckers. Thank you to the truckers at the Pilots and Flying J's. And if you want to organize something in your local area, go check out BrookTalksAmerica.com, the website, BrookTalksAmerica.com, and you can find out all about what it is we're doing. All right, I'll be right back right after we go rooster cruising.
Song I wrote, little boogie tune called Race Radio. Little song for that left lane goes like this. Come on, baby. I got a 4 1/4 cat sitting under my hood. I got 15 gears and my rubber is good. driving hair right, Pete. Look good wherever I go, and there just ain't nothing wrong with my radio. I got an imported radio that sits on my dash. I got a Rode King mic that I like to match. And when I key my mic, my fellow truckers know that there just ain't nothing wrong with my radio.
Alrighty, that's Ray Carlisle. Ain't nothing wrong with his radio. And he's a rooster cruising, and we're going to go weather cruising right now. And let me just read you this statement before I turn it over to Kyle. Record high temperatures, fire weather concerns, and air quality issues continue to impact the western part of the United States. In the meantime, tropical storm conditions are expected across portions of the Virgin Islands and Puerto Rico, and additionally, heavy rainfall could cause mudslides and flash flooding and urban flooding through Sunday. That's Tropical Storm Laura. Now, in the meantime, Tropical Storm Marco is expected to move into the South Central Gulf sometime Sunday and then start moving towards Texas. We're going to have two storms, either tropical storms and or hurricanes, or one a tropical storm and one a hurricane this coming week in the Gulf. That has not happened, especially two hurricanes at the same time. All right, Kyle, what's going on where you're at?
Well, Captain, we're going to start in the southwest tonight in Arizona and Phoenix. We've got not only excessive heat watches going on there, 108 to 114 degrees projected, but we've also got an air quality alert blanketing the area of Phoenix right now, including Scottsdale, Tempe as well. That has to do with a lot of ozone in the atmosphere. And as we go along Interstate 8, heading east towards Yuma, we've also got a big excessive heat watch going on there right now. And that continues on through Interstate 8 all the way over to El Centro, California, where we've got an excessive heat watch right there near the border of Mexico, and there's Mexicali right there as well. And, of course, out in the California desert, it's hot. Right now in Palm Springs, it's registering 91 degrees. And it's already almost 1 o'clock in the morning there, so it gives you an idea of how hot it really is. And, of course, also in the California desert area, we've got excessive heat as well. But now in the Los Angeles area, there's even a couple of flash flood watches popping up because there could be some possible thunderstorms, even periods of heavy rain, we're told, with the remnants of Hurricane Genevieve. So we'll see if that transpires at all. And, of course, as we move on up through the Central Valley of California, we've got air quality alerts, also heat in the Central Valley as well. But, of course, the real story, Captain, in California is the fire story. That continues on. We've got some 12,000 firefighters that are fighting the fires right now. The governor's reached out to as far away as Australia for help as other reinforcements come in from different states locally here.
Yep.
But 96% of all the available fire engines have been called out.
All righty. Now, we've got some dense fog right now that's popped up since the last hour. If you're going across I-40, Memphis East, about 50, 60 miles, if you're up and down I-55 coming out of Mississippi, going up through Arkansas up towards Missouri, you've got that whole area in there under a dense fog advisory right now. Northern Mississippi is as well. The air quality around Dallas isn't all that hot. Up in Michigan, just inside the North Dakota line, the western part of Michigan for about 100 miles, or Minnesota, sorry, Minnesota, you've got about 100 miles of dense fog there as well. Rain in the mountains of South Carolina, North Carolina, and Virginia, and some fog in the central part of North Carolina right now. And then again, the tropical storms that we'll be getting into here next hour, we'll talk a little bit more about it. But Kyle, tell us how to hear your program.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
And I want to thank you. You've done a banner job this week and look forward to talking to you on Monday morning. So have yourself a great weekend.
You too, Captain.
All right. Kyle Warren, everybody, the professor of politics, and we appreciate him very much, and I know you folks do too by the comments that we continue to get about what it is that we do. We cover a lot of topics, and a lot of what we talk about, the mainstream media may or may not talk about. It's important stuff that you need to hear about, and that's why we do things the way we do. Now, while we're waiting for Denise Simon to call us, or she will be in just a moment, I will tell you that we do have Tropical Storm Laura and Tropical Storm Marco. They bear watching as they are both coming into the Gulf of Mexico. You never know where these things are going to go, and it's possible that these storms could have a mind of their own, and they're not going to be that far apart where they're coming ashore either. They're not going to be that far apart, so we'll see what happens. Now, joining us right now, we have Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Good morning, good morning.
Good morning.
I'm going to start with the Green Beret who allegedly gave secrets to Russia. Now, the one-time Army soldier had a top-secret clearance and provided details about the Chemical and Special Forces unit he was a part of. What the heck's going on here? This just all of a sudden popped up out of nowhere.
Well, it didn't pop up out of nowhere, but he had been doing this for quite some time, up until at least 2011, and there may have been some additional communications and cooperation with the Russians. It should be noted that he is very loyal to Russia. His mother is Russian, and he met his wife in Russia. He feels like the United States has too much power and too much whatever influence across the globe, but he wasn't paid originally by the Russians. They were going to pay him some kind of stipend, and he refused. But later on, he did take some payment. We don't know how much that is. The Russians had asked for certain operations when he was deployed in some rather curious places, and he gave them names of the other guys in his unit and so forth. They also asked for a Green Beret operating manual, which he did allegedly refuse to give them. This one. He's already been taken in. But here's the fascinating thing, is that through all of this, he'd been questioned more than once by, I guess military officials and so forth and so on. So it's kind of like they knew about him. Maybe they were just watching him or whatever. I don't know.
Had him on a rope, so to speak.
Yeah, but it doesn't look like there was a lot of danger in what he was necessarily providing. I guess if you were going to measure it on a certain scale of 10 being the worst, we may go up to around a 6 or a 7. But he had his security clearance at one point was revoked. And then he became some kind of contractor, and he got a security clearance back. I mean, so something's very wrong with all of that.
All righty, hold that thought, folks. When we come back, a lot more with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. By the way, we've got the two storms that are headed into the Gulf. It looks like Florida is going to get brushed, but Louisiana and Texas, you're going to have back-to-back storms within 2 to 3 days of each other. That has never happened before. So bat down the hatches and get ready to do it. I'll be right back. Don't go nowhere.
This is the Captain's America. Third Watch.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984.
That's 800-364-2984.